Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, songs I think are special, and occasionally throw in a reading or a joke or a story. And I call those oddball things wombats, and that's where I get my title. The first song tonight is from Appalachia. Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Doc Watson is a local, grew up not too far from here, I think about 100 miles, and was very well known. I saw him in concert after I moved to Abingdon about 10 years ago. He's since died. Clarence Ashley is one of his favorite singing partners, and this is just a wonderful harmony. Traditional old-style harmony, two great voices, and a song I love very much. I find this kind of harmony and music just enchanting.
The angels asked why they stood gazing toward heaven when Jesus was going away. They said he is coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming in glory some wonderful day. And now we are looking toward heaven, yes, watching and waiting to hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, on the clouds of great glory, of great glory, heavenly glory. He's coming some wonderful day. No wonder the angels spoke to the disciples. Their hearts were so filled with dismay. What comfort it gave them, what blessed assurance. He's coming in glory someday. And now we are looking towards heaven. Yes, watching and waiting. To hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, on the clouds of great glory, heavenly glory. He's coming someday. This promise so precious grows sweeter and sweeter to all who will trust and obey. Today and tomorrow, then let us be ready. He's coming in glory someday. And now we are looking towards heaven. Yes, watching and waiting to hear the glad words he will say, some wonderful morning, full morning, full morning, on the clouds of great glory, of great heavenly glory. He's coming someday.
Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley singing Looking Toward Heaven. Next is Hal Ketchum, well-known country singer. This is from 1992, went to number 2 in the U.S., number 1 in Canada on the country music thing, past the point of rescue, and I think it tells a good story. So, this is it, past the point of rescue.
Last night I dreamed you were back again. Larger than life again, holding me tight again, placing those same kisses on my brow, sweeter than ever now. Lord, I remember how couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train trickle by, and even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. I can't get the melody out of my head, you see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Fall like this again. Fools like me never win. Came to my knees again. Can't close the door on likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do.
The Point of Rescue by Hal Ketchum. Well, next is two of my favorite singers, Willie Nelson and Judy Collins. And Willie Nelson collaborated with just about every major singer of his era, and Judy Collins collaborated quite a bit too. And I think they did well together on this one. It's called When I Go.
Falcon, when I go, bear me, my brother, under your wing. I will strike, fell like lightning when I go. I will billow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war, twisting billow spot of dust and blood up from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind will all recount the story, reverence and glory. My goal,
the gray wolf when I go. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon, raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make the lay a long defeat and draw the chorus slow, send this message down the wire and hope that someone wise is listening when I go.
Sun comes trumpet from his red house in the east. He will find a standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike the hammer below, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. Stand in the mist where my fire used to burn. I will camp on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adore the sky beside me when I go. Do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adore the sky beside me when I go.
Go, Willie Nelson and Judy Collins. Next is The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel, released in 1969, written by Paul Simon. And the notes say it was written at a time when he felt he was being unfairly criticized. And this boxer certainly feels that way.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. My home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By-la-la-la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie,
Was The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Interesting, their tones, that song had a lot of instrumentation. There was a bass harmonica in there, that rap rap sound, and all sorts of other stuff, and it really adds a lot to the song. I think it would have been a beautiful song with just their two voices, but the instrumentation made it an even better song. This is a song I get a kick out of. It's almost a wombat. The singer is a man named Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne has sung a lot of music, none of it becoming particularly popular, but Paul Thorne was a professional boxer at one point, and I've seen videos of him. He's kind of a tough guy and a bit country, loose with his words, not a real articulate person, but quite a character, an interesting guy. And he wrote this song. It's called You Might Be Wrong, and I love it. It addresses all the religions and says no matter what you believe, no matter who you are, no matter how sure you are of what you believe, keep in mind you might be wrong. This is for everybody, I think, and it's sort of a humility thing about your belief system. And it's also, oddly enough, in my opinion, a pretty good song.
Got their own version of stars that don't agree with you. You see, flowers grow where seeds of love are sown. You could be right, you might be wrong. Why do we argue? Why do we fight? Everybody thinks God's on their side. Just count to ten before you throw a stone.
Thorne with a message to all of us, saying, whatever you believe, keep an open mind, because you might be wrong. Next up is a line dance song, Wild Wild West. It's by a group called The Hit Crew, and another one of the songs I heard for the first time while taking a line dance workshop at Emory and Henry one summer, and had a lot of fun. I don't know if I was the slowest person in the class, but I certainly was down near there. But this song in particular was a great, great line dance song. So, Wild Wild West. I don't know what makes a great line dance song. I think the rhythm has got to be part of it, but something to do also with the pattern and the repetition. And this one just does the job.
She saw me, I don't care.
That was The Wild West by the Hit Crew. It's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you the songs I love. We're coming to you from WEHC, which is FM 90.7 at Emory and Henry College. And we're also streaming on the web. If you go to ehc.edu, emoryhenrycollege.edu, and look for WEHC, I think it's in the lower right-hand corner, you can poke and get us streaming. Well, moving on, next up is Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers. Originally released in 1966, they re-recorded in 75 for their Big Hits album. This is a 75 recording. The Statler Brothers are a country music group that sang during the 60s and 70s, 80s. Wonderful voices, great harmony. They had always had a great bass. You can hear the bass in this song really well, Flowers on the Wall. In 1964, they became the backup singers for Johnny Cash. That kind of made their career. They're already very popular. So this is, and it's a sad song. You talk about a Lee V. Here's a guy who's, well, I guess he's hitting the bottom. They always say you can't come up till you hit bottom. Well, I think he's made it counting flowers on the wall.
Keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. Are you and your friends are worried about me? I'm having lots of fun.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the tap. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing.
nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Counting Flowers on the Wall by the Stapler Brothers. Here comes another country music. This is a little close to bluegrass. This is recorded in 1982 by Johnny Lee, written by Michael Martin Murphy. It's called Cherokee Fiddle, and it's one of the areas of music that I get a big kick out of, one of my favorite kinds of music.
His bow, fiddle upside down, orange blossom special. 'Cause if you wanna make a living, you gotta put on a good show. But when he smelled the smoke and the cinders, he slicked back his hair, opened up his case, played Cherokee fiddle. Good whiskey never let him lose his place. He was always there, playing for the miners. The Devil's Dream was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma, and he'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. But when he smelled the smoke and the cinders, he slicked back his hair, opened up his case, played Cherokee fiddle. He played for the whiskey, 'cause good whiskey never let him lose his place. And turquoise on, and the music is sold by lawyers, and the fools who fiddled in the middle of the station are gone. But some folks say they'll never miss him. Old fiddle squeal like the engine brakes. Cherokee fiddle, he's gone forever, just like the music of the whistle that the old locomotive made. So when you smell the smoke and the cinders, just slick back your hair, open up your case, play Cherokee fiddle. Whiskey never lets you lose your place. No, good whiskey never lets you lose your place.
That was Cherokee Fiddle by Johnny Lee. Next up is another country music song. This is in my Levy stories. Here's a guy who's apparently in the process of being left. He comes home, his wife is gone, and he says he's lost her trail. So he's out looking for her. And the name of the song is Lost and Found. It's by Brooks and Dunn. And this is the first release they had where Kix Brooks did the solo. Usually Ronnie Dunn was the lead voice. Also, Brooks and Dunn had a series of singles, and every single they released went to number one. This one went to the hit parade in the top 10, didn't make it to number one. Still, I think it's one of their best. It's called Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn.
I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard.
Was Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. I love the line. It's kind of like asking about a lost diamond ring in a border town. What are the chances they're going to say, oh, I got it right here for you? Not going to happen. And he knows that. Next up is Alison Krauss in Union Station. I love Alison Krauss. She's a fiddle player, a wonderful singer, and this song is called A Living Prayer. It's a gentle song, and just perfect for her voice. She, of course, she can do a lot of different things. But this is Alison Krauss in Union Station singing A Living Prayer.
With no place to call my home, but there's one who holds my hand, the rugged road through barren lands, the way is dark, the steep, but he's become my eyes to see, the strength to climb, my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside me there. In your
Prayer by Alison Krauss and Union Station. Well, I have a story about the next song. This is Poncho and Lefty by Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. I just finished reading Willie Nelson's autobiography, and I think it's called It's a Long Story, My Life. I really enjoyed it. And one of the little vignettes in there was about this song. One night, he got a phone call late at night, and it was his daughter, Lana, and she said, Dad, I've got a song I want you to hear. Can I come play it for you? He said, Honey, it's kind of late. How about tomorrow? No, no, Dad, I want you to hear it tonight. He says, All right, come on over. So she comes over, and she plays this song for him. Willie really likes it. Well, it turns out that Merle Haggard is staying on the ranch in his trailer, or his traveling touring trailer, and Willie Nelson goes out and wakes him up. Merle Haggard's not really happy about being woken up, and he says, What's up, Willie? He says, I got a song I want you to sing with me. And Merle says, That's fine, Willie. I'll see you in the morning. We'll do it then. And Willie says, No, I want to do it tonight. And Merle says, Willie, we can't do it tonight. You got to get a band together. You got to do an arrangement. And Willie says, I've already got the band together. They've already worked up an arrangement. They're over in the studio waiting. Come on over and let's record it. So Merle Haggard says, all right, I'll come. So he goes over there, and they record this song, which I'm going to play for you, Pancho and Lefty. This is a song that Willie's daughter brought to him in the middle of the night. And the next day, Willie's out on the golf course. He has his own little private golf course there. And Merle Haggard comes up to him and says, hey, Willie, he says, about that song we recorded last night, I've been thinking, I don't think I did my part as well as I could. Let's do it over. I'd like to sing it again. And Willie Nelson says, oh, sorry, Merle, I've already mailed it off to New York. It's going into production. And it went to number one. So this is Pancho and Lefty as recorded late at night by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard after being brought to them by Willie's daughter.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. Out of kindness, I
A few gray Federales sailed, could have had him any day. We only let him go so long, out of kindness, I suppose.
That was Pancho and Lefty by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. The last song of the night is Baby the Rain Must Fall by Glenn Yarborough.
Some men climb a mountain, some men swim the sea, some men fly above the sky, they are what they must be. Baby, rain must fall. Baby, the wind must blow. Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go. Baby, I must go. I do not love for silver. I do not love for gold. Baby, the wind must blow. Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go. Baby, I must go. I am not rich or famous, but who can ever tell? I don't know now what waits for me.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about my musical background. I grew up without much music. We had a record player and a radio, but nobody in the family sang much. My mother's family did some singing, but we were not that close to them. And so I didn't really have much singing, and it really wasn't until I got to college that I began to sing. During that time, though, prior to that, I listened to the Hit Parade a lot. I lived in Caracas, Venezuela, all through high school, and every week the American Hit Parade would be played on the radio, and we would listen with great joy to hear what the latest hits were in the U.S. So, and then I went to college in Massachusetts and heard, again, music all the way through the late 50s, early 60s. Then I was in the Army in Germany for 2 years. There was a break. Then back to the States. So most of my musical background, and really in college I started singing, and then when I moved to New York, I joined the New York City Folk Music Club and began to sing a lot. So I really wasn't raised with a lot of interactive music. But then as time went by, I got more and more involved in it. And now I realize it's probably pretty much the love of my life in the sense of hobbies and things. Singing and music. Well, you've been listening to this show. This is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Now it's time to ask you to do what I ask you to do each week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.